Welcome to Popcast, the podcast where we dive into the tumultuous, hilarious, and sometimes downright absurd battles that can occur when two strong-willed women collide. Join us as we navigate the highs and lows of navigating the complicated relationship with everyone's favorite family enemy, the mother-in-law. So grab a glass of wine, buckle up, and get ready for some juicy stories and candid conversation about the ultimate familial battlefield. Let the games begin. You or someone you know is experiencing challenges or conflicts with your mother-in-law, know that you're not alone. It's important to seek support and guidance in navigating these complex family dynamics. Reach out to trusted friends, family members, or a therapist to share your concern and explore other ways to handle the situation. Remember, your well-being is important, as it is okay to set boundaries and prioritize your own emotional health first. Deserve peace and harmony in your relationships. Stay strong and know that help is always available. Hashtag you're not alone and support is here. Love and peace. We have a very special guest who is bravely sharing her own personal battle about her mother-in-law. She will be anonymous for this show. She is known to be a warrior, navigating the complex dynamics and conflicts that arise in this family relationship. With her wit and strength and resilience at the same time, she is here to share a story, her struggles, and her triumph in this ongoing war with her mother-in-law. Get ready to be inspired and entertained as we dive deep into this compelling saga with our incredible guest. I really appreciate you. Thanks for coming for this show. So I'll be asking you some few questions and I'll be expecting a very detailed answer for the audience to get your story. And I'm very sure that many women out there are facing what you've been faced with. And I'm sure your story will be like an enlightenment to them and it will help them gain their own voice too as well. So let's start. Can you share a specific instance or story that exemplifies the challenges you've faced in your relationship with your mother-in-law?
Thank you, my sister. Hello, everybody. Good evening. The challenges I faced from my mother-in-law, I can't say it all, because if I'm talking from today to tomorrow, I will never finish it.
Understand?
Is it not that our mother-in-law, when I newly married to my husband, it was war. She first said he's not going to marry me. He said he wants his son to marry a rich man's daughter. After that, I got pregnant. So after getting pregnant, there's nothing to do about it anymore. But there was a certain level. My husband said I should go to her in the village so that she'll be able to have care over me and the unborn baby. I got there when I was it was more than 8 months pregnant then when I got to the village. As I'm heavy, the woman don't even allow me to rest. From work to another work. From movement to another movement. Even though I want to sleep, she will ask me to get up. In the morning, she will be the one to come and wake me at first. Even when I deliver the baby, no rest. I'll be carrying baby, I'll be frying Gary. At first, she wanted me to be going to farm after 2 weeks I have the baby. And I said, Mama, why will I go to farm? It's too early. You now see, maybe you don't know what to do. She will not pack Gary come home. You know all this cassava?
Yes, yes.
We will go and grind it. We'll do it. I'll begin to fry it for her. She will leave the baby for me, only me and the baby, and I'll be frying Gary. I'll be dusting garri, and I'll be frying it before they come back home. No food, nothing. I was so lean that I was black, nothing. No food to show my sister. But who will I shout? Who will I call on? But when I see that it's too much for me, that it's like I should not die. After 5 months of my baby, I have to go to my village. Wow. I travel to my village to meet my parents. It's when I now have rest. So after some weeks that I went, I came back because my husband promised me that he's going to pick me at that period. There's no phone to call each other then, so I have to come back.
Excuse me, please. What year was that?
It was 98/99. That was when I was talking about.
Oh, that answered the facts where you said there was no phone.
Okay. No phone then. No, it's not phone. It's not common. Mm-hmm. It's just coming up. Mm-hmm. That even there's no phone, sir. There's no phone. So after that, my husband came to pick me. They even asked him that he should not pick me, he should leave me with them. Wow. That I'm useful for them. So I have to tell my husband that no, I'm not staying here anymore. When I leave the village, my sister, I thought the battle is already finished. I don't know, I just started.
Wow.
When we get to our destination, we were living in a 3-bedroom apartment.
Okay.
So his elder brother came to us, so we were both staying together, and his wife. Huh. And their younger ones, two boys,
okay,
staying with us. So after we were staying together, Mama started coming every month.
Hey.
On the 26th, 27th, I must be in Lagos. Before we go back, it will be around 10, 12. Before we go back to village.
Okay.
So 26th is already back in
again.
The house. Anytime he comes, he used to look for problem. Is it that I will call my husband that, I've not been at home since morning. Since morning, your wife is not, I've not been at home. She dropped baby and went out, which is not. There was a day, even my husband sent me an errand. Mama was complaining to him that I left home. Instead of him to even say, this and that, he kept quiet. I was hearing them discussing it. Mama would look for way or the other just to scatter every happiness or movement that is happening in the house.
In the home.
There was a day his brother called his younger one, which my husband. That's why when Mama came, is when issue used to happen at home. That everybody will be fighting, everything will be happening. Because if we are fighting, it's Mama that will bring the issue. Mama might say they have not been giving, he has not eaten since morning, which is not. Even though she'll be telling me she's hungry, sometimes I do buy on credit to give him, to give her food, to cook for her. I used to buy on credit. Mama can eat one portion of food 3 times because of turkey. So that anytime Mama can eat one portion of food 3 times, like maybe 30 minutes, 25 minutes. Go and bring me my food. Go and bring me my food. Then I'll be putting, because if you bring the food, she will finish the meat on it. When I want to give him again, I may give her again. To bring the food empty, I will not be able to do it. I'll still put 2 meat again. Mama will eat it again. He will not tell his son when he come back at night that he has not eaten since morning. After everything I'm saying now that he have eaten, she will not say she haven't eaten since morning. His son will not ask. I said, Mama eat. I gave her food. Mama will say, "Wojumi." He will tell his son, "Wojumi." look at my face. Immediately he says so, the man will run mad at me. He will run mad at me, even his brother. He used to say that to him also. Both of them will be chasing us, chasing their wives up and down, me and my junior, the wife that is, she is following me. They will begin to chase us up and down in the house. Everywhere will now hurt. Sometimes you stay outside for the problem to solve. That's how Mama used to cause issue every month. Till one day, one faithful day, his brother called, the elder one called the junior one, said, "Don't you notice that when Mama came, that issue like this used to happen in the house, that everybody will be fighting until Mama go. When we realize that we want to see ourselves and to resolve everything, Mama is back again. Things will scatter again. Don't you notice that?" It's only when they now tell Mama that Mama should limit for our movement coming to our house.
Wow, that's an incredible story. That's not been an easy journey.
It's not easy, my sister.
Let's go to the next question. Have there been any moments of unexpected bonding or positive interactions with your mother-in-law that have occurred in the past?
No, my sister, nothing like that. I've not seen any happy moments with her. I've never found that. Oh, every day, war. Because if you keep quiet, there will be problem. If you talk, there will be issue. If you move, your movement is not straight. So I don't know how they do in her eyes that someone is okay. Every time, she always look for trouble. Calling their children, talking to them, this and that. After you eat, finish, she say, "Did not eat." After you do this, say no. So I don't know. There's no time. Only for her to be telling me that he don't even want me to enjoy. That she wants you to be where they will be beating you, where you will not see food to eat. We say sort of that. I don't understand. I don't understand that.
It must have been very difficult. Yeah.
How do you handle differences in parenting styles or opinions when it comes to raising children with your mother-in-law?
Raising my children when my mother-in-law is with us, it has not been easy. She used to correct me all the time about what I do about my children. When I tell my child, "Come this way," he might say, "No, they don't talk like that to children." When our children are so young like that, they are so good, they don't used to cause trouble, they don't used to cause wahala. When I tell them, "Sit down," they will sit down. You are the one that know where you see your own children that they don't hear what.
English.
You are the one that see your, that know where you see your children that they don't used to hear word. Even though now I like to speak English to my children. It's a problem for me, for speaking English to my children in front of her. Because she'll be telling me that other grandchild, they are even speaking Yoruba to them, they are doing well in the school, they are doing well everywhere. That why your own is different. And I say, "Mama, I know the reason why I'm saying this to my children. Because when I was small, the reason why is that when I was small, we lack English in our own town, in our own village, because of the not too having a much education. So it really, really affects me when I come to city, for me to communicate with people. That is why I started speaking English to my children. They should understand and their tongue should be blessed with English. That is why I'm speaking it to them, nothing more. But this mama take it wrongly and take it as a sin on my neck. I don't understand. That is it, my sister.
That must have been very difficult for you. Hi, baby.
Have there been any cultural or generational differences that has contributed to the conflict with your mother-in-law?
No, nothing like that. Cultural differences.
Okay.
We both speak Yoruba.
Okay.
We speak Yoruba language. So we are also Yoruba people.
Okay.
There is nothing like different between us. So she never complained about that, but only about a family issue that your daddy is too wicked, this and that, because when I was small, we stay in the same area together.
Okay.
So she knows my daddy very well. She talked about him, and I told her that as my daddy ever have issue with you before, no. So why are you complaining about wickedness or what? So I don't know. Because my daddy is a soldier man.
Okay.
He's an army, so he can be reacting sometimes. That's his own habit. And he did not use his own to disturb you or disturb
the others
or the neighborhood or so, whatever. I don't know the complaining that she's having about that.
Okay.
That is all.
How have outside influences or family dynamics affected your relationship with your mother-in-law?
What that affected me most is my husband's younger brother, their last one. He has a very big issue, very big wahala. No matter what I do in the house, I'm not right. He used to condemn me. When I fetch water down, he is going to pour everything. We all use it to flush or use it, just pour it anyhow. He will ask me to go and fetch another one. He will carry talk around the family for them to hate me. I face a lot in between this. I nearly run away. But I can see that my husband is not the issue on the ground, only the family that he puts around him. That's the problem we have. For him to carry family around us when we were young, we have never known anything. I've never known anything about marriage, so like that. But all this family, they are just bringing this one will ask me to kneel down, the other one will carry clothes come, this one will ask me that the food I cook is somehow not really sweet. The other one, I will use my money to cook food for them, they will complain on it. So the issue is much that I cannot really say it all. I can't say it all, my sister. That is what it is.
So, Ma, amongst all of this, has your partner ever stood up for you after being aware of these challenges you have passed through?
He only tried to say something once when all of them gang up against me. I don't know when I have my second issue. It's like they see money on the ground, then they used to come a lot. There are plenty around us. They used to come every week, every month. You will see people. We have to have like 2-3 visitors in the house. So all of them are now condemning me. As when he stood up, that say, okay, as from today, henceforth, all his brother that lives with us is going to eject them. He will go and get them house. As all of them started begging him. That's only when I see that he stood up for me and he talk. After them, never. Before them, never. That is it.
Wow. That must be a lot. How do you handle disagreements and conflicts with your mother-in-law while still maintaining a sense of respect and understanding?
It's patience. Enough patience. It's not easy. But you cannot say your mother-in-law talk to you, then you react the way she brings it. You have to be patient in everything. Even though you want to say like 2-3 words, you say you talk one and keep quiet. That's why I can see that I maintain the peace between me and her.
That's very wise of you. So I'm very sure the listeners are gaining one or two things from you. Thank you, Ma. So, Ma, what advice do you have to give others who may be facing challenges with their mother-in-law based on your own experiences and lesson learned?
My advice to younger ones that are coming up, if you know your mother-in-law does not have interest in you, you can leave a son for him. Or you stay away from her. The lesser you see him, the more respect you deserve from her. So try and have respect for yourself and keep yourself away from the family. That is why you can see your husband's face and seek whatever you want from him. Nobody will be in between you, because if anybody usually come in between you, there will be problem. Know how you do it, my sister. Just try and keep your family away from the source of
the trouble.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm very sure people listening how they got the message. Try your best as much as possible to make sure your mother-in-law is in love with you as much as a son is in love with you. You don't want to be the third party. You don't want to place yourself in a position where you're always going to lose. Have your voice, find your voice, and make things right for yourself. And that wraps up our first riveting episode of podcast, War with My Mother-in-Law. We hope you enjoyed this inspiring story and found some nuggets of wisdom to navigate your home battles with family dynamics. Remember, you're not alone in facing challenges with your mother-in-law, and there's always hope for healing and growth in this relationship. Stay strong, stay true to yourself, and keep the lines of communication open. Join us next time for more jaw-dropping revelations and heartfelt conversations. Until then, remember to keep peace and never sacrifice your truth. #FamilyWarrior, thanks for joining us this evening.